step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for The Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app, my name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. As always, jam-packed show for you today. We'll go over the fallout from the NFL draft. By the way, Clemson legend LeVon Kirkland, who is a big-time friend of the program, is going to come in and join us on Wednesday. And we're going to talk about the NFL draft and what he thought. He's like a plethora of knowledge, too. I mean, played, of course, in college, played in the NFL, coached in the NFL, coached in college, coached in high school. So, yeah. Anyway, big list of things we're going to get down to today, including the Clemson baseball team and how they are turning into a road of silliness. We'll get into that. Also, an NFL fan talked a lot of junk to an NFL Network reporter. I'll play you that exchange. Her look of disgust was absolutely outstanding. I've also got, according to 247 Sports, 10 teams primed to bounce back in 2022. You tell me what these 10 teams are. And actually, we'll do buy or sell that you think they're going to bounce back. So we'll get into that this afternoon as well. But I got to start. Right now, we are in waiting mode. What do you mean by that? Well, if you are a fan of, I think it's three different teams right now, or four teams, you have the capability in college right now that you could be in the mix for the services of the Biletnikoff winner from last season. Yes, this story has been going crazy all weekend. The deadline to say, hey, I'm entering the transfer portal, I'm going to play this season without having to get a waiver, was yesterday. And I thought that after all of that, the stuff with Jordan Addison, who is currently a Pittsburgh Panther, but is likely on the move, is, I thought it would be over. But apparently, according to reports, that the school has 2 days to file the paperwork. So if he told the school yesterday that, hey, I want to transfer, he made his mind up yesterday, okay, then that we wouldn't it'd be under the deadline. But we should know something by tomorrow on whether or not he's transferring. But why are we talking about this? First of all, this is a guy that won the Biletnikoff Award as the best receiver in the country last season. So it's not like he's a, you know, just a highly touted prospect. He was the best wide receiver in the country last season. I didn't make that up. He won the Biletnikoff Award, all right? So, to give you an idea, folks are saying, hey, a lot of the reason he's leaving is because he had Kenny Pickett throwing him the ball. You had a first-round talent in Kenny Pickett throwing you the ball. Now you may not have you got a new offensive coordinator, all kinds of things that could be in the mix there. But here's the deal. He was offered, according to several reports, this is from Pittsburgh sports reporter Mike Vukovkan, which if his mom's listening, she's going to be mad that I mispronounced his name. He was offered $800,000 to play for Kentucky at the end of the 2021 season. Think about that for a second. Now, that does seem like it's outrageous, but it does point out that a class of 2023 recruit, Hello Tennessee, received $8 million, and a four-star receiver and a top 10 defensive lineman both signed for $1 million. So you would think that a receiver who has 2 years of experience, was the Biletnikoff winner, is a guy that, you know, could probably name his price. Here's the thing, though. There's talk that he turned down several SEC schools, but apparently, depending on which report you believe, Alabama's in the mix, Georgia's in the mix, but it looks like he's going to go to Southern Cal. Yeah, he may end up at Southern Cal. And a big reason that he may end up at Southern Cal is, one, he likes the idea of playing in an offense that is going to be pass happy, which is what Lincoln Riley's known for. And the NIL opportunities are a prominent factor. Now, think about this for a second. We've talked a little bit about how we thought that Pitt was going to be a dark horse team that could, if they can get through Tennessee, what is it, the second week of the season, they have an outside shot if they can win the ACC of possibly making the playoff. Now, all of that was under the adage that Jordan Addison was going to be out there working with Keaton Slovis, the new quarterback, who, by the way, transferred from Southern Cal to Pittsburgh, and those two were going to be throwing the ball up and down the field. That's theoretically not going to happen now. And it completely changes the trajectory of the Pittsburgh season. Pittsburgh coach Narduzzi was on the phone with Lincoln Riley, and apparently, especially after Lincoln Riley said the stuff about you got to build fences around and stuff like that, Lincoln Riley is a piece of idiocy. I can't really use the term I want to use. This guy would pick the bones of the deadest of the dead. He really would. I mean, he's at that point with me. The stuff he supposedly did to Spencer Rattler. And you know what? I mock the folks from the SEC and talking about, oh, the SEC is the best conference, etc. If Jordan Addison said, look, I want to go to the SEC to play because I think that there's better play there. And trust me, if Alabama needed to find him the money, I'm sure that Nick Saban can get a booster to come up with whatever money it is that he needs. But instead, he's going to go across the country and play for Stinkin' Riley. That says a lot about him as a person, too. If the money is correct, and it's just NIL stuff, and you can get the same thing from somewhere else, and you don't think that you can get the final season that you need at Pittsburgh, and I can understand, hey, new quarterback, new offensive coordinator, I'm all about that. But this guy is probably going to Southern Cal, and maybe this is something where people will have the opportunity to actually cheer for Southern Cal football, maybe show up before the first quarter ends. 803-978-1832. Let's go out to the phones. Well, that was lovely. We'll try that again. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. But this is a huge, huge story because Jordan Addison is a guy that is a projected first-round pick. And he is going literally across the country. What about the report that Kentucky offered him $800,000 at the end of the year to come there? Wow. I know if I'm the Biletnikoff Award winner and I have the opportunity to go somewhere and I see that Tennessee paid a quarterback who hasn't taken a college snap $8 million, I'm going to demand some money. Especially if there's a special spot for me where I can go and put up numbers. So I get the whole idea of trying to get what you're paid for or get what your value is. I can understand that. But man, holding people, basically holding the coaches hostage is what you're doing here. Because now Narduzzi's got to go and find another wide receiver. They probably didn't set up for that with recruiting and everything else. It's a complete, complete mess. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Jordan says he's going to change his life by taking the USC deal. I completely get what you're saying, Jordan. But, man, first of all, make your decision early. Second of all, you had offers to stay on this side of the country, and you're going to go out west? I don't know. Big Barney Ross says, capitalism at its finest. David says, Stinkin' Riley can call Will Ferrell and get the dude millions. Yeah, you want Will Ferrell money? Get you some of that Saturday Night Live Will Ferrell money? Big Barney Ross also says, I don't want to be a millionaire. I just want enough money to be able to stare off into the distance while pumping gas. Good point, sir. Good point. All right, we'll take calls on this at 803-978-1832. We're at the point now where it's like, hey, do what you got to do. I understand money is important. But when it comes back down to it, Pittsburgh is a big city. I don't know how much money the alumni can drum up. But if you need north of $800,000 to keep one receiver, there's going to be a lot of teams that just aren't going to be able to compete anymore. It's just not going to happen. Not going to happen. Billy with a good point. He's going to Los Angeles, the other side of the country. Who cares? Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that too. And you watch the Southern Cal spring game, and I know looking at spring game attendance doesn't really matter, but do you really think the fan base cares? I mean, seriously. Had about 12 people show up at their spring game. That's where you want to go? Yeah. Elijah says, Los Angeles is better than Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm with you on that. But if you could go to Alabama or Georgia or Kentucky over going to L.A., is that what you want to do? 803-978-1832. Bluegrass Sports Media says, Will Levis is projected to be a top 10 pick. In the USFL draft, you're probably right. He might be in the XFL draft. I'm with you on that. I agree with what Bluegrass Sports Media says. So, congratulations to him. I don't know who he's going to throw the ball to this year. Kentucky offered $800,000, allegedly, to get the services of the Biletnikoff Award winner, Jordan Addison, but that apparently wasn't enough. Jordan says, lack of foresight by the supposed adults is what caused all of this. Not going to criticize the players. I'm not really criticizing, and maybe I'm coming across that way. I think he should be able to get what he wants. Okay, as far as money goes. Just the way this is strung out and the way that it looks like it's a bidding process, it's just a pile of poo, man. Billy says, in the 7th round with the 8th pick, the Toronto Argonauts take Will Levis. The Argonauts shore up their passing situation with Will Levis. Elijah also says, other than the weather, LA is hot dog water. Yeah. Okay. All right. 803-978-1832. Andre says, how about the Honey Badger going to the Saints? Yeah, he's from New Orleans. Good for him. Like to see guys go home. But I mentioned this too because we'll get to that in a moment. Let's go out to the phones quickly here. Welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon.
How's it going? Bluegrass Sports Media here.
Hey, what's up?
No, for real. Will Levis is projected to be a top 10 pick.
Yeah, in the USFL draft, the XFL draft, the Canadian Football League, all those. He'll be a top 10 pick there.
yeah, I called him to talk about this, the transfer portal thing with Jordan Addison, I think that's his name.
Right.
You know, this is even worse than the NFL free agency, if you think about it. Because in the NFL, you can't just go to anybody's team and offer them money, and if you outbid the other team, then you can grab them. In the NFL, there's contracts. In college, there's not. Like right now, let's say that Alabama or somebody wants Bryce Young. I bet you if somebody offered Bryce Young $20 million right now, he'd leave Alabama.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to go back to where they're – I mean, obviously there's only four teams that win the national championship right now. This is just going to make that fact more prevalent. Whoever can pay for the kids are going to get them.
Yeah, it's capitalism at its finest. You're right about that.
It's capitalism, but, I mean, don't you think it takes away from the integrity of the game?
Right. Well, I think that we're at a point now where teams can go to get the guy to the highest bidder. And you're going to have smaller schools that are going to basically groom guys to if you bring in an offensive lineman, it's say, Furman, the Citadel, whatever, and they blossom after their freshman year, yeah, they're going to be an opportunity for them to go somewhere else because of NIL money and make more money. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, by the way, anything else, bud?
No, Jordan, he should have came to Kentucky and took the $800,000.
Yeah, but he's getting offered almost $3 million to go to Southern Cal. That's math.
Yeah, but they're going to take half of that in taxes.
That's a very valid statement. So, yeah. Hey, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
There you go. Well, look, here's the other thing, too. According to several sites, third-round draft picks make about $899,000 in the NFL draft. Some of these guys that are going to come back and play their junior season, by the way, they're probably going to make more than the $899,000 that they were going to make in the NFL. We're at the point now where NIL money could pay the players more to stay in college than it would be for them to go into the league. There's 32 picks in each round. If you look at it from this perspective, do you think you're one of the best 96 players in the country? Because if you're not, then guess what? Might as well go back and get some more of that NIL money. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Where will Jordan Addison go? I don't know. There's talks that he could end up at Alabama. Southern Cal looks to be the leader. It would Georgia is supposedly on the list, but he doesn't want to go somewhere where they can't develop quarterbacks. So he's probably not going to go there. He's not a good enough defensive back to deal with the interceptions that may be thrown this season. That's probably part of it, too. He doesn't want to put those skills out there. 803-978-1832. Dakota says, when did he enter the portal? Look, he had until yesterday, but it may take 2 days for that to happen. Now, he may stay at Pitt, but as of right now, we just don't know. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown this afternoon. We're going to look at teams supposedly primed to bounce back in 2022. We'll get into that when we come back. I'm on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good. Blog page is up at FoxSportsRadio1400.com. More of The Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Out to the phones we go. Welcome back into the show. And good afternoon. Welcome to The Rundown.
Rob, I usually call up here and go back and forth with you and do my best to straighten you out
sure.
To no avail. But I honestly, at this point, I'm scared for your future. I feel like you may be looking at some jail time here.
Jail time? What in the world did I do that's going to get me jail time? This is going to be good.
You are aware of the new Department of Misinformation/Disinformation. Rob, they've got to have files. I mean, there's got to be two stories worth of files on you already. They're coming.
I you know what? I would love to see someone come after me for things that I have as my opinion on a program. So
yeah.
If that's the case, I mean, they're going to come after you as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they've just listened for the last week, you're in hot water. I mean,
sure.
This ACC, the SEC is not good stuff. I mean, in the fake news that you spew out there to back that crap up.
You know what? Once again, you're not listening, and I can't help you turn up your hearing aids. I'm going to call that nurse home that you're in and have them change the batteries in those hearing aids, because you only hear what you want to hear. I mean,
yeah.
You really are like Pavlov's dog. All you hear is, like, if I say Georgia Bulldog, your ears perk up. If I say anything else, your ears automatically go back to sleep. I mean, you really are Pavlov's dog.
Was that dog male or female? Because I feel like you may be
trying
to call me another
one. You can't ask that
kind
of question these days, sir. That is insensitive. They're going to come after you. You are now canceled, sir. You can't ask about the sex of anything now. You know that. What's wrong with you?
I thought that might be your way of calling me a B word. So.
Oh, no. I just said Pavlov's dog in that you hear the bell and then you come slobbering on over.
Yeah, you know, after your insane rant about the draft and you were trying to save face for the ACC,
I'm not saving face for anything, but go ahead.
You realize San Diego State had twice as many players drafted as Clemson?
Sure.
You realize the ACC finished dead last in the Power Five yet again in the draft?
Sure.
And we're not supposed to think that maybe the ACC may be a little bit inferior to the SEC?
Then why is it that the ACC has, what, three national champions since 2010? Why is that?
Do you want to run down the SEC champions since 2010?
I'm just asking you, if the ACC is so completely inferior, how is it that they have three national championships since 2010? I mean, you're making it sound like the ACC is the MAC.
That's 12 years worth of football.
Yeah, which means a quarter of the years they win a national title.
And when they've done that, they've had one team in their league. Their conference championship's a joke. But we'll get past that. What happened to Justin Ross?
Justin Ross was signed a free agent deal with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Why was he not drafted?
Justin Ross had an issue with his spine that he came back from and then had an actual foot issue. There were medical red flags about him where some teams didn't want to take a chance on him because of that, but he's been medically cleared to play. Now he's going to go and catch passes from Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be a superstar.
Now, did he play all of last year?
He played, I think, he didn't play in the bowl game, but he did play the majority of the games last season. He caught, I think it was 46 passes for right around 600 yards, something like that.
So he was well enough to play an entire season.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about the difference in him and Darian Kendrick, where he got drafted, you know. And there's one obvious difference between the two. One of them transferred to a NFL-ready school.
And look, if we're going to be fair here, which generally I like to think that you're a fair person, he had an issue with his spine.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Where there were some teams that were worried that if he got hit in his spine, it could be a knockout blow. Depending on which doctor that you went to, there were some teams that just completely red flagged him. And that happens every year. Now, a lot of it came down to also the fact that he had a guy throwing him passes last year that completed more passes to cheerleaders in some games. So there's that too.
Yeah. Jarvis Jones had the same issue a few years back. He didn't have any trouble getting drafted. But, I've got to run here, Rob. I do want to say one thing real quick, and that's 43-18.
You have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you for calling the program. 803-978-0182. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown. By the way, Justin Ross did sign with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's going to get his opportunity to go out there and play. There were a lot of people that were hating on, not really hating on Justin Ross. I mean, go back and look at his freshman year. He caught like 40-plus passes for over 1,000 yards and tuned up Alabama. Tuned them up in the national championship game. So he definitely has the talent, but had to deal with some issues with his spine and then had a foot injury last season. Tough as nails, though, played with a foot fracture and still put up 40-plus, caught 40-plus balls. So Peg and Megan there trying to throw some shade at him. But the reality is that you want guys like Justin Ross who are tough as nails. Absolutely tough as nails. Now, Bible Belt says he took off a lot of plays this year and didn't play as hard as it takes. Film doesn't lie. Well, that's true, but if you're dealing with issues with your foot, where every time you step, you're stepping on a foot that has a fracture in it, that could be a problem. Could be a problem. 803-978-1832. SEC Dog says neck roll, which is talking about James Skalski, a future AutoZone Employee of the Month. Yeah, by the way, Skalski signed, I have it on the blog page. I can't remember where he's at, but he signed a free agent deal as well. I don't think that, I think his future is in coaching, to be honest with you. Maybe he can coach people to not do what he did and get kicked out of games. Maybe there's that. Jordan with a great comment, and this is going to hurt old Pagan's feelings here, that Darion Kendrick was a projected second-round pick, goes to Georgia and turns into a sixth-round pick. That's a fact. Sorry. That's the way things work, I guess. Billy says Peyton Manning retired because of a previous neck injury. No NFL team will draft a person who had a broken neck. He didn't have a broken neck. He had spinal. I got to look up the term. But it was basically a spine issue from birth. It wasn't something that he was it wasn't something that happened on the field. It was something from birth. But people like Pagan over there, I really believe Justin Ross is going to do something that he's been at the top level and played really well. 6'4", big tall guy. I think he'll be fine. 803-978-1832, 803-978-0-1832. Jason says he's scratching his head with the N'Kobe Dean draft. I thought N'Kobe Dean was outstanding. He always seemed to be in the right place at the right time. I mean, yeah, he's 5'10". I don't know. We'll see on that. More of The Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Some folks were asking about Justin Ross. His doctor, let's see here, David Okono of the University of Pittsburgh's Neurotrauma Clinical Trial Center, said basically he has what's called Klippel-Feil, is a congenital syndrome, which, by the way, I'm sure I am butchering all of these terms here. But two neck vertebrae are abnormally fused, and that's from the National Institute of Health. Dr. Okwano says Justin has a condition that is very rare, and to my knowledge, there is no precedent of another high-level American football player with this condition playing football. So we're paving new road as we went through this process. So, yeah, there is a big deal with is he going to be healthy? We shall see. If Justin Ross plays like Justin Ross his freshman year, look out. That's all I'm saying. He's going to be outstanding. All right, so I've got something I want to get into with you here. These are 10 teams primed to bounce back, and we'll take your calls on whether you think this is going to happen. Comments over there, we'll go with that too. So buying or selling on this team will bounce back. And these are from 247 Sports. The first team they list is the Louisville Cardinal at 6-7. They talk about how they finished 8-5 in Coach Satterfield's first year, beat Mississippi State in the Music City Bowl. He was the ACC Coach of the Year that season. But last year, the Cardinals finished 4-7, did not make a bowl game, and they went 6-7 in the regular season play. They were 4-4 in the ACC. So they did lose close games to Wake Forest, Virginia, and Clemson in games. It came down to the final possession. They do have Malik Cunningham returning, in addition to Tennessee transfer running back Tyon Evans. They get Pitt, Wake Forest, and NC State as home, as well as Clemson and Kentucky on the road. Is this going to be a team that bounces back? Now, define bouncing back. If we're talking about getting back to 8-5, I would say that might be right. Close to it. Close to it. Buying or selling on Louisville. Big Barney Ross says Loserville will be the same old Loserville. Fair enough. Wisconsin Badgers went 9-4 last year. They opened up 1-3, 0-2 in Big Ten play, with the only win coming against Eastern Michigan. So they were out of the playoff contention before, you know, we even started talking about Halloween candy. Now, had they not been upset at the end, by Minnesota at the end of the season, they would have played for the Big Ten championship. Graham Mertz, their returning veteran quarterback, can they bounce back? Buying or selling on Wisconsin? We shall see. Southern Cal, 4-8 last season. Lincoln Riley comes in. Caleb Williams comes in. Ex-Oklahoma wide receiver Mario Williams. Former Oregon running back Travis Dye. This is going to be like the all-transfer portal team out there. They get defending Pac-12 champion Utah on the road in mid-October. Finish with a visit to UCLA. They're going to be better than 4-8. I mean, people are talking about them being a projected top 10 team. I don't know. But they're going to be better than 4-8. Texas A&M at 8-4. Jason says he's buying Wisconsin. Same thing for Dakota. Texas A&M's at 8-4 last season. And bounce back from what? They're an 8-4 team all the time. I mean, I don't know why bounce back. What are you talking about? They average 8 wins a year. That's the Jimbo Fisher way. So, yeah. I'm not expecting anything different. We don't know who their quarterback is. You want to go into the season thinking we have no clue who your quarterback is? We're supposed to think, oh, they'll bounce back. They'll bounce back. I'm not buying it. The North Carolina Tar Heels at 6-7. This was a team last year, was a preseason top 10 team. So, Sam Howell was a preseason Heisman candidate. Opened up the season losing to Virginia Tech.
Yeah. They lost to South Carolina in the Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl. Not exactly the season they had. Buying or selling on North Carolina? People are buying Texas A&M to go 9-4. Okay. Dakota says not buying even 1 cent of Texas A&M. Not 1 cent. Wow. That's crazy. Next up on the list, the Texas Longhorns at 5-7. They looked good early last season. Started out 4-1, 2-0 in Big 12 play. But they blew a halftime lead against Oklahoma. Had a 6-game losing streak that included a loss to the Kansas Jayhawks. I didn't even know they still played football at Kansas. I thought that they just retired the team when Les Miles, like, left. When they figured out Les Miles was all touchy-touchy with the co-eds, they were just like, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. When they gave Bill Self a lifetime contract without having the AD there, like, I mean, how does that work? Yeah, I thought they just kind of just folded the team and said, ah, to heck with it. But Texas went 5-7 last year. I think they're going to go a lot better than 5-7 this year. So, oh, Jason says 1, 2, 3 and sold on Texas. Big Barney Ross says they'll simply quit after the third game this season. You might be right. But I tell you what, if they don't play well this year.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
After all the movement and stuff that they've had, Sarkisian might go somewhere else. He might. That might actually happen. I don't know. But I guess I'm buying on Texas. And by the way, I want to see Quinn Ewers go out there and throw the ball at least one play. This guy got six figures to go to Ohio State and not make one play. And then he goes to Texas. This guy better be the absolute second coming for the money he's getting. What an absolute mess if he goes there and he's kind of a flop too. I don't know. We shall see with Texas. I am buying, though, they're going to be better than five wins, and they're going to beat Kansas this year. They are going to beat Kansas this year. They did win over Kansas State last year. They got the wrong Kansas. Rather lose to Kansas State than win over Kansas. That's probably the better way to go. Dakota says he would buy some Texas Longhorns. Fair enough. Bible Belt says Sam Howell's on the ukulele level. Oh, wow. Over the top there. All right, we've still got more teams to look at when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Some of these teams, there's one team that I feel really good about. We'll talk about Andre's LSU Tigers and where they are. Are you buying and selling on them bouncing back? We'll talk about that when we come back here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. By the way, thanks to the folks for downloading the podcast. Appreciate it. Listen wherever you are. It really is DVR on the radio. We've talked about that. You can also check out the blog page. Blog page I updated over the weekend with stuff on Skalski where he signed and Justin Ross signing today. Go and check that out. All right there for you. FoxSportsRadio1400.com. Look up Rob on the top. All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up the teams that are supposed to bounce back here on The Rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Bluegrass Sports Media says he was happy with Kentucky on the NIL front because they were able to offer Jordan Addison $800,000 as far as NIL money. And that's great, but if you're a Kentucky fan, you're probably upset. because that money didn't go to the basketball team. Maybe that $800,000 would have got you past the Peacocks. Maybe. Maybe. 803-978-1832. Teams that can bounce back this season. Or will they? Buying or selling here? Most folks are buying on Texas being better than 5-7. Penn State Nittany Lions at 7-6 last year. They started the year 5-0. Then they lost six of the final eight games, including not playing very well against Arkansas. Are they a team? Are you buying or selling on Penn State? 7-6 last year. We shall see. Up next on the list is the LSU Tigers. They went 6-7 last year. 6-7 last year, and they've got Brian Kelly, and they've got who's going to be their quarterback? I don't know. Is it going to be Jaden Daniels, Miles Brennan, Garrett Nussmeier? They got three options there. We shall see on that front. But I think that LSU is a team that's going to bounce back. They are not going to be 6-7 this year. It's not happening. Florida State. Man, the Seminoles, how the mighty have fallen. They went 5-7 last year. I think the most disheartening loss was the loss to a Florida team that was last year. I think the most disheartening loss was the loss to a Florida team that was, you know, they went into that game with Florida, needed that game to go to a bowl game, and they lost to a Florida team with an interim coach with basically players that, I mean, let's be honest, they didn't want to be there. Jason says he's buying on LSU, so is Big Barney Ross. And that's fair. They're going to be better than 5-7 or 6-7 or whatever the hell it was they were last year. They're going to be better than that. Florida State, on the other hand, 5-7 this year. Are they going to be a team that bounces back from that? And I think they're going to – you would think they'll be better than 5-7. But if you watch the final game of the season where Florida was beating them up, basically, in the trenches. And then Florida goes on to play in the Florida Championship against UCF, and they lost the game and the fight afterwards, in addition to their coach, who was gone anyway. So that shows you where Florida State is. Can they be better than 5-7? We shall see. 23 newcomers, 13 high school early enrollees, 10 transfers. Going to be almost a completely different team. We shall see how that works out for the Florida State Seminoles, a once proud program. They're borderline hot dog water now. They really are. Andre says, if Miami and Florida gets recruiting back on track, I see Florida State as the odd man out. I think we're at a point now with the transfer portal that the teams that are going to thrive, in my opinion, yeah, you got to build around your state, but why wouldn't I go around and just picking up players? If I have a big NIL pool, why not just go out and, hey, you know what? We need a wide receiver. Oh, the Biletnikoff Award winner. He's right here, Jordan Addison. Oh, they're giving him $800,000 to go to Kentucky. Go offer him $900,000. We can do that. That'll fill the hole at wide receiver. So the idea of recruiting can come back down to just money. So, yeah, there's that too. Still stunned by that. 803-978-1832. Billy says Florida will have to worry about bouncing back from loss. Yeah, Utah is going to throat punch Florida at the beginning of the season. They're all going to be down there in the swamp with mosquitoes and everything else. Yeah, they're just going to get popped in the face. That's going to be, man. The folks with the SEC lower back tattoo, they're not going to be happy about that game. I mean, they really aren't. A Pac-12 team beat you senseless? Especially if Georgia goes out and rolls Oregon, beats Oregon by, I don't know, three touchdowns. And then all of a sudden, Florida plays Utah, and then Utah beats them by four or five touchdowns. I mean, which could happen. I don't know what Florida has. I really don't. No, Billy Napier's down there. He's trying to build, but he's got to start at the bottom. Final team that could bounce back, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They went 3-9 last season, lost 8 games by 1 score, which means that they were competitive until the end. Scott Frost needs a good season. They're going to be better than 3-9. I truly believe that. They get former Texas quarterback Casey Thompson. They're going to be better than 3-9. Justin says Georgia by 28 over Oregon. I don't know if it's that big. Don't know if it's that big. Dakota says buying on Nebraska. Yeah. I can kind of get into that too. All right, later on this week, we're going to have a full NFL draft breakdown. Levon Kirkland joins us. We're going to talk who he likes and who he doesn't. All that good stuff. Panthers with their draft. By the way, they got Matt Corral. There was talks they were going to get Baker Mayfield. You know what? I'm in the camp of if I could have Matt Corral, I would take him over Baker Mayfield because I already know what I got with Baker Mayfield. Matt Corral may have a higher ceiling than Baker Mayfield. Serious. I'd rather go with that. And you know what? If Matt Rhule up there, if he wants to walk out and have a set, which I hope you know what I'm talking about when I say that, if he wants to go out there and look like he's the big guy there, start Matt Corral the first game of the season. Make this the season where it's like the Dallas Cowboys with Troy Aikman where he was terrible. But let's just see what he can do. Throw the ball around. You may win 5 games with Sam Darnold, but you may win 4 games with Matt Corral. What's the difference? Start him from the beginning. Why not? He's tough as nails anyway. I don't know. I do like the fact that they got the big tackle from NC State. But in the end, I'd start Matt Corral, like, from the go. I'd trade Sam Darnold for a bucket of baseballs. You already know what you're getting with him. You might as well go with the new guy. Bring in Cam Newton to sit on the bench or somebody else. Go find your favorite backup quarterback. What's Ryan Fitzpatrick doing? Who knows? Find you a backup and let the kid shine. That's what I would do. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Actually, I'm out of time. All right, so later on this week, we'll look at some baseball stuff. I didn't get into Clemson baseball and how they may not make the ACC tournament. Andre says the best bet for Baker Mayfield. The USFL, the XFL, the CFL, all of that. I think he'd do great there. He's 5'8". Can't see over the line. He's not Drew Brees. He's not Russell Wilson. So, yeah, that would be the best fit for him. USFL. Go play there. All right, more of the rundown tomorrow. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.